Springtime is here, so pop into Fancy Pop Gourmet Popcorn Shop to fill all of your popcorn cravings. Conveniently located in Stonecrest, Georgia, the shop is open 12 to 7, Thursday through Saturday, and 12 to 4 on Sundays. Fancy Pop Gourmet Popcorn is the perfect gift for a friend, a fundraiser opportunity to offset costs for your organizations, and the shop has available event space for your next event. For more information, you can follow Fancy Pop Gourmet on IG and tell them Nightmare Radio sent you.
I have a dream.
Had a few nightmares.
Dreams are full, nightmares come true.
Freddy Krueger, give him a nightmare. Soon as you close your eyes, nigga, we right there. Come in the middle of the night like it's a nightmare. You open your eye, not dreaming, nigga, we right there.
You're locked into Nightmare Radio with Ish the Exec and Brittany Kristen.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to episode 85 of Nightmare Radio. It's your girl, Ish the Exec.
And it's your girl, Brittany Kristen.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in today. This week has been very eventful. You guys probably here to hear about the slap.
But we're going to get to that. We just thankful that you chose our podcast because we know you could have chosen any other podcast, but you clicked on this one, and we promise you we will not disappoint, okay?
I hope not today.
Where the cups at?
Girl, no cups, but we are sponsored by Her Wine. Go to herwine.com and use code DON'TSLEEP for 15% off of your purchase today.
And shout out to our beautiful panel and our amazing co-host, our interactive audience. This week we had our monthly More Life, More Wine, More Combos. We held it at Genesis Atlanta. Shout out to them for, as always, being a gracious and beautiful event space host for us. This was one of our best events to date, and I think that it's just going to get better from here. But I really, really enjoyed the conversation this week.
Yes, definitely. I have so many ideas and visions of how this can turn out to be so beautiful. So I hope you guys are ready. And I hope you guys are ready.
Yes, tune in next month, or this month, actually, April 27th. Keep it locked.
Tickets are available on Eventbrite.
Yes.
Let's get right into the wins and the L's and the culture for this week.
It's the Culture List on Nightmare Radio.
So Lizzo is launching her self-inclusive shapewear line called Yitty. And Yitty is what they used to call her back in the day.
Right.
I wonder where that came from.
I think she said her dad named her that. She gets all of her talent from her dad. Her dad was also a musician and a vocalist as well.
Interesting. You know, it always comes from somewhere. Mm-hmm. So the line includes sizes from extra small to 6X. So big girls, we got us one. But it will feature lightweight, seamless fits called Nearly Naked. And styles are a smoothing mesh design called Mesh Me. Those are nice. Very nice. Also, they will have a variety of everyday lifestyle pieces called Major Label.
Yes, I'm going to tap into that.
I am too, because I couldn't get into Rihanna.
Oh, I love me my Fenty collection.
I just don't know. No, I love Rihanna, but I just didn't see my size in the bra. I keep telling y'all about that.
Yeah, you did.
But they cute, and that's, I like the girl. She got the big girl on there.
Yeah, I love the
color. I love the self-inclusive.
I'm here for it. Lizzo's not even, we'll not even talk about it.
But she's been losing weight.
Well, I'm about to say, because she's not even that big to me.
Not anymore. She's been losing weight.
Okay, she looks amazing. I love her. I've always stand for her, even at her largest.
Yeah.
It's
the flute for me.
It's the flute with the twerk.
Yeah.
It's the confidence. It's the voice, the presence. Like, y'all can hate all you want, but I stand Lizzo. I'm here for it.
Yes, very much here for it.
I'm very here for this next story.
Okay.
Okay, Malia Obama has teamed up with Donald Glover, for a new series. 23-year-old Malia Obama is ready to flaunt her screenwriting skills. Did you know that she was tapped in like this?
Well, she is Malia Obama.
I know, but she's earned these things on her own right. She's teaming up with multi-hyphenate Donald Glover for an Amazon Prime series entitled The Hive. It is a Beyoncé-inspired series. All the Hive members stand up. We here for it. Anyway, Baby Girl has secretly been building her chops in the writer's rooms all across Hollywood for some time now. According to the Black Wall Street Journal, she scored an internship with HBO's Girls in 2015. And then she scored an internship with the Weinstein Company in 2017. Side eye to that. But I'm going to keep it pushing.
Oh, she got up out of there.
She did get up out of there. That's right. And last year, she worked as a production assistant with Halle Berry on her television drama, The Extent, after she graduated from Harvard. Oh, so okay. I'm excited.
I didn't know she graduated already.
She did. Shout out to her classmate, Yara Shahidi, who's graduating this spring from Harvard.
I saw that. Yes. I want to know what Sasha is up to. Is she still a hot girl?
Sasha was definitely giving City Girls with the Corvette.
Is she still City? You know, I want to know what Sasha is doing.
I don't know, but I mean, she's definitely got, I'm sure she's got a path to strike out on her own as well. Anyway, if you're interested, the Amazon Prime series has not had a release date just yet, but Danny Glover did pin a 8-figure overall production deal with Amazon Studios, so there should be more coming from him. And he did say that he's willing to work with her on some other projects as well. She's very talented.
Very nice, very nice. Okay, so Monique and Lee Daniels make amends. That's amazing news.
50 Cent did that.
50 Cent called that man out. He didn't want no problems. Even though, whose song is that?
That is not 50 Cent.
That is Scrappy. Scrappy, I need you to come up in here for real.
Right.
Okay, but Monique and Lee Daniels ended their 13-year feud this week when he announced that Monique will be assuming the lead role in an upcoming Netflix exorcism film called Demon House. This will mark Monique's return to Netflix following the 2019 lawsuit against the streaming platform. Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
She accused Netflix of racial and gender discrimination for trying to drastically underpay her for a stand-up special after offering other stars tens of millions of dollars. I do remember that. And you know what? This brings me to Amy Schumer.
Yeah, because Amy was one of the women that had scored a multi-million dollar deal with Netflix. And who's checking for Amy? Because
I want to know who's checking for Amy.
I wasn't.
Why she providing all these opinions.
Exactly. We're going to get to that.
But Amy, let's put a pin right there. Boop. Put a pin right there. Put a pin right there. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay. So, where am I? The movie, which originally cast Octavia Spencer in a lead role, will also include Andra Day, Anjanue Ellis, and Glenn Close. A release date for the film has not yet been set.
Looking forward. Actually, okay.
First of all,
I'm not into the scary stuff.
I'm not into the scary stuff either. I hate that they was where she had to be put back into, because on Precious, she was already the crazy woman. Mm. So why are you trying to still cast Monique as the crazy woman?
Is that the role that she could be playing? Is she going to be playing the crazy woman in Demon House?
If it's the lead role, you either the crazy person or the person that's being attacked. Or the person that's defending.
Saving the day. Who's to say?
Who's to say?
But I don't know. I mean, this was a role that was originally for Octavia Spencer, who played God. So I hope it would have. I don't know. Ain't my monkey, ain't my show. But kudos. Did you see the apology?
I saw the apology. It was cute for what it was. Mm-hmm. It was cute. And we hope that the others will step up as well.
Well, Tyler Perry said that there's no issue, but that I don't think they had a... Tyler Perry publicly said, you know, that he loves Monique and that there's no issue. I don't know if they've had an actual...
Well, he owes her that.
Oprah, YouTube it, boo. Not...
Ooh.
I wasn't going to disrespect Mother O. I promise.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Also up on the apology list is Charlamagne. Because Lenard, when she came to the Breakfast Club, she got you together and you didn't want to listen.
Mm-hmm.
You were trying to say the millennial way out, and that wasn't the case here. Why don't you, you know, make a way? If they won't let you do a comedy tour, why don't you make your own tour? But that was besides what Monique's point was. Anyway, y'all go back to the Breakfast Club. Shameless plug on there.
Yes.
Okay, so the Grammys is this weekend.
It's going to take place in Las Vegas. This is the 64th annual Grammy Awards. Among the star-studded list of performers, I'm looking forward to seeing Silk Sonic open the show.
Oh, okay. That would be nice.
Yeah, I would actually.
They begged their way there.
You think so?
They did. And they bought time with COVID. So, yeah. Because before they were trying to get on, like, right then. Yeah.
I honestly think that that's going to be a performance worth seeing. I know that her and John Legend will be performing. And I have to say this because somebody told me to say it just like this. Legendary MC Nas will be making his first solo performance at the Grammys as well. Can you believe he's never performed solo at the Grammys?
Yes, I can. Because they're not letting us perform like that. Exactly. Especially an artist like Nas. But he is legendary.
And he won a Grammy last year for his King's Disease album.
Awesome.
He's nominated again this year. Other contenders for Album of the Year include Kanye's Donda, Lil Nas' X Montero, which is ranking up a whole bunch of noms, and Doja Cat's Planet Her. I'm calling it.
I think Doja Cat deserves.
I think she deserves too. Even though she made them little comments, we let her slide.
You know, I told y'all a long time ago that she was the only one that has slid like a snake, like Coco said last week. But I don't know. Even with those comments, yes, I'm going to say yes, because the music speaks for itself. Planet, you know what I'm saying?
Planet Her was an album that I could actually bop to. And, you know, that's on the pop conversion side. So, you know, definitely here for that. Up for Rap Album of the Year includes Nas's King's Disease 2, J. Cole's The Offseason, and Donda Again, as well as Tyler, the creator's latest project. And, you know, Cardi B and Meg will face off for Rap Performance of the Year, along with Kendrick's Family Ties and J. Cole's My Life. Oh!
Both, they will face off for Rap Performance of the Year.
Yeah, so...
From which performances?
Cardi B's Up and Meg's... Ooh... What song did she have that was hot last year that went through the ceiling? I can't even remember.
She has so many.
She did. But it's slipping my mind. The TikTokers will get on me, I'm sure.
What is it? I don't know. Maybe we'll do some. We'll look at it. We'll look it up later.
Guess who is nominated for a Reggae Album of the Year?
Spice.
I hope she gets it.
I hope she gets it, too, because she was on the top of the charts.
She deserves.
And she also deserves. She was on the top of the charts for a long time. She had her number one. That album was number one.
Mm-hmm. So. Now, the R&B category is stacked. Mm-hmm. It's a hard one. Between Jasmine Sullivan with her, Giveon, who had an amazing year, and SZA, I think it's Giveon. Or Jasmine Sullivan.
But is this for a song of the R&B song?
R&B song of the year. It's a hard call. And Heartbreak what? Anniversary.
Heartbreak Anniversary.
Giveon.
Yeah, that might. But SZA's good Days.
Yeah. That also song, got a lot of play too. You're right.
I had that song on repeat myself like about 30 times a
day. You know
what?
Silk Sonic is in there too, so dang, that's going to be tight because...
I still think Jasmine Sullivan...
Has a good chance. Bring that home for Philly, sis.
If Jasmine won, I wouldn't be mad if any of them won, but I don't want them to give it to Giveon.
You think he needs to cut his teeth a little more?
No, I think that his song is like the one that was most resonated on the other side of the...
Say the day that I met you.
You know, the other people like that too.
Yeah.
You know, when it's a hot song, everybody has to have been...
You're right.
You know?
You're right.
But I don't know. We'll see.
Well, we will see. Hopefully, you know, the Grammys will not disappoint, but we hope that there will be, you know, no instances of drama. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. And when we come back, we'll be discussing the moment that you've all been waiting for when we hop into these L's. Don't sleep.
You're locked into Nightmare Radio with Ish the Exec and Brittany Kristen.
4, 3, 2, 1. At LL Dave P.
Nothing that me and my niggas do average. My bitch, she the baddest. My diamonds, my status. So they dancing like strippers at magic. Can't fuck with bitches who coming with baggage. They say I'm bougie, I say I got savage. They fucking with it, they fed on that balance. And I get them racks and then I rub a band. I'm fly as a bitch and I ain't never landed. Nothing that me and my niggas do average. My bitch, she the baddest. My diamonds, my status. So you know they dancing like strippers at magic. Can't fuck with bitches who coming with baggage. They say I'm bougie, I say I got savage. They fucking with it, they fed on that balance. And I get them racks and then I rub a band. I'm fly as a bitch and I ain't never landed.
And money the only way we conversate. mistaken. He passed me a weed and I thought I had COVID, cause soon as I hit that bitch, I couldn't taste it. Pockets ain't full of nothing but them faces. I'm Gucci down, I think I'm Rachel Davis. Yeah, I started out in apartments, I made a target, nigga, we made it. Upgraded baby, you got a problem, couldn't get you some strangers. I don't understand why these niggas be hating, cause I was too real to fake it till I made it. I was just staying down and being patient. I'ma go get it, nigga, I ain't waiting. Soon as I see that paper, I'ma chase it. Prescription card, cause I'm scared of lace. We ain't equal in any equation. Nothing that me and my niggas do average. My bitch, she the baddest, my diamonds, my status. So you know they dancing like strippers at magic. Can't fuck with bitches who coming with baggage. They say I'm bougie, I say I got savage. Ain't fucking with it, if it ain't advance. And I get them racks and then I rub a band. No fly as a bitch and I ain't never mad. Nothing that me and my niggas do average. My bitch, she the baddest, my diamonds, my status. So you know they dancing like strippers at magic. Can't fuck with bitches who coming with baggage. They say I'm bougie, I say I got savage. Ain't fucking with it, if it ain't advance. And I get them racks and then I rub a band. No fly as a bitch and I ain't never mad.
Ooh, smooth.
At LL Dave P.
So you need a little shot to go up. I'm a Patron right now, let's fuck. I'm in that pussy, I'm tearing it up. Just like a boss, I'm beating it up. Bad little stripper, bitch, get to the box. Switch out my bitches, I don't give a fuck. I got that flavor, ain't looking for love. I'm pushing it on and she backing it up. Hands on your knees, bitch. 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 Hands on your knees, and she throwing that ass. She started out slow, she doing it fast. Came in with drawers, ain't wearing no pants. I told her, come here, bitch, where's your man? Just one dance, I'm spinning the band. I'm on a perk and I'm spilling like fans. Just one hour, I spent a little 10. Left and right pocket, they fiddle with beans. Take her outside and I'm fucking the beans. I'm fucking that bitch and ain't paying her rent. Know that she ready, she throwing the hints. Sucking my dick like she don't got no sense. Shout out, she lit in the club on the hand. Shaking her ass in the club with her friends. Yo, hey, what's up? Whoa, hey, what's up? Hey. Yeah, hey, what's up? Hey, let's go, let's go. Hands on your knees, little shot to go up. I'm a Patron right now, let's fuck. I'm in that pussy, I'm tearing it up. Just like a boss, I'm beating it up. Bad little stripper, bitch, get to the box. Switch out my bitches, I don't give a fuck. I got that flavor, ain't looking for love. I'm pushing it on and she backing it up. Hands on your knees, bitch. 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 Hands on your knees, bitch.
Real the only way I know how to keep it. Real the only way I know how to keep it. Stacy, my girl, you gotta keep it cut. You ain't been through the struggle, you ain't one of us. Go straight from the pharmacy, it's never cut. Money fall in my pocket, now she wanna fuck. See, this other bitch, I'ma feed the cost of crazy. I used to be broke, I didn't have a sense. I used to be rapist, I ain't give a fuck. I was going through pain, but now I'm going up. I keep thinking about money, that's all that I need. We keep fighting about money, it's like a disease. She's so pretty, but that just ain't tell she a friend. I done fucked her too good, now she in love with me. Real the only way I know how to keep it. Real the only way I know how to keep it. I see some stuff, I cannot tell, it's a secret. Put the money over you, cause baby, I need it. My brother, hey, you not gonna wanna see me shine. I promise to keep it real until the end of time. I promise to hustle and always stay on my grind. Loyalty free, that shit don't even cost a dime. I want you back, cause it be the ones you love. Girl, a nigga got killed over money and drugs. Girl, a bitch on the road, she got caught on the list. Tryna get out the game, he got caught with a brick. Long like my niggas, you know that we miss you. As long as I'm living, I'll never forget you. Anything wrong, they gon' hold it against you. We know you ain't real, you ain't gotta pretend to. Real the only way I know how to keep it. Real the only way I know how to keep it. Real the only way I know how to keep it. Real the only way I know how to keep it. Real the only way to shit in my blood. Off the strip, I do the shit for the love.
If your dreams don't scare you, they aren't big enough. You're locked in with Nightmare Radio. It's the Culture List on Nightmare Radio.
And moving right into the 2022 Oscars recap. Last Sunday, the 94th Academy Awards was legendary to say the least. First things first. Did you catch Blue Ivy dancing with her mama?
I saw it. I saw the replay. Now, I did not watch the Oscars live.
I did.
I was busy.
You was busy? What was you doing, girl?
Busy. Anyway.
Okay.
No, because my aunties watched this. We was talking.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Well, I think Beyonce's opening performance was perfectly done. You know, definitely inspiring and iconic for the Williams sisters. And shout out to Baby Blue because she is just being primed. She is like Beyonce's manager. She is just, you know,
she is
soaking it all in.
Like,
is the world ready? Because baby, when Blue steps on y'all's necks, she's not letting go.
I wonder, Blue can go in so many different directions. Right. She doesn't have to sing. She probably just dance because she wants to. But like, Blue could do anything.
She could be a rapper. She could be a songwriter.
She could probably not even want to be any of that.
Right. She could be an astrophysicist. Whatever.
Yeah, you never know.
I'm here for Blue. And her baby sister and brother.
Sky's the limit for Blue.
Right, right. Okay, so very special shout out to some of the night's top winners. Questlove took home an Oscar for his Summer of Soul documentary. Mm-hmm. Encanto won Best Animated Feature. And history was made when Ariana DuBose became the first queer black actress to win an Oscar for her portrayal in The West Side Story. And then, of course, Samuel L. Jackson received an honorary Lifetime Achievement Oscar that was presented by Denzel Washington in a non-televised ceremony prior to Sunday's award show. And like we predicted, Will Smith won Best Actor Award for his role in King Richard. So congratulations to all of the nominees. Very proud of all of them. Now, of course, we have to address the slap that was heard across the world. The industry, the internets have just killed it and beat that thing with a stick, but we would not be who we are if we did not come over here and provide the commentary as well. Regarding Will Smith, Jada Pinkett Smith, and Chris Rock. So as of Friday, Will did resign from the Academy, admitting that his actions of violence were inappropriate, but the incident incited conversations around protecting black women and black men, drawing a necessary line for comedians and their jokes for what is considered too far, and also the importance of choosing the right marital partner. Also conversations around allowing toxic behavior such as narcissism to thrive within your relationship. And we also shed a little more light into cancel culture. So,
quite frankly, I'm quite over this shit. I am tired of this conversation. It's been going on since Sunday. It's about to be Sunday again. And we are still talking about this. But like Brittany said, we will not be who we are if we didn't talk about it. So yeah. I'm standing on that side of the aisle of, I made my decision on how I feel about it.
Because we haven't even talked about it.
I mean, honestly, it is what it is for me.
What is it?
It is what it is. They were both wrong. They're plain and simple. Mm-hmm. Chris Rock is a comedian. He makes jokes. That's what comedians do. They make jokes. Was the joke that he made against Jada too far? Maybe. Yes. Maybe it was. Maybe it wasn't. He's a comedian. It's a joke, right? Did he pick the wrong time to say that joke? Like in front of a room full of
Hollywood's biggest
names and stars? Yes, that was wrong. He picked the wrong time for that. Mm-hmm. I feel like Will and Jada have been at the butt end of all the jokes and for like the past year and a half. And what we witnessed when I saw Will Smith go on that stage was, I feel like a mental breakdown.
Yeah.
And I feel like I've talked to people about what mental health is, and it's not even just what we think it is. Like, that is a mental health moment. Sometimes people have their breaking points.
Yeah.
And I feel like that was a breaking point for him.
Absolutely.
Was it emotionally done? Yes, it was. Was it because of all of these narratives like, oh, his wife this, his wife that, she slept with this man, she did this? You know, those are the things that you guys have been projecting on them and have continued to project on them. Look at the girl, Laverne Cox, the last time they were on the carpet.
That's right.
She said something about the entanglement, and that's when everybody was telling her, like, you know, why would you bring that up at that time? That was the wrong time to do it.
You know, not only then, but the past four award shows earlier this year, the BAFTA Awards, the Critics' Choice Awards, the NAACP Image Awards, he's also been the recipient of rude people. Jane Campion said in front of all of his peers some things about, she said, I think that Will Smith's best portrayal was him pretending that Jada Smith's external affairs did not exist. Like, this looks like a man that is fed up.
Yeah. So quite frankly, that's what we got.
Yep.
Unfortunately, it was in front of 15 million people.
Yep.
And I just think that that's what it was. He's now resigned from the Academy. You know, now everybody's saying they might take his Oscar away, you know.
That's unnecessary.
I think that's unnecessary as well. You know, there are plenty of people that are still in the Academy who have not resigned from the Academy, who have done some things that they had no business doing, and they still got their Oscars in their regards.
Right.
What Will Smith resigning from the Academy is very, you know, that shows his accountability right there.
And, you know, he's still that. Just because he's resigned from the Academy does not mean that he's not going to be able to be nominated, you know, if he finds himself in another role. And I'm saying if, when, because this is... no argument. This is not up for debate. Will Smith is one of the most talented actors, black or white, male or female, that we've ever known today.
Yeah, and that's a fact.
And he's the only actor that has grossed the amount of money that he's grossed for Hollywood. No other person, black, white, male or female, has brought in as much money that he's brought in the box office in his 30 plus career span.
Yeah, that's true. And I think that, you know, all of these other conversations, like, is this how you protect, you know, protect your woman or protect your family, you know, to each his own. I'm not going around saying that you're supposed to be slapping people in my honor, but I do understand that people have breaking points.
Yes.
And I don't think that it should be seen or read outside of anything other than that was a breaking point on live TV.
Right.
That's it.
Right. I just wish that moment would not overshadow the immense amount of work that he's done in his craft. It's sad that it has, because that's the headline that people are leading with. And I also think that this is, you know, a perfect opportunity to discuss the, you know, comedians and their line of work. Just because a comedian is a comedian and they're known to make tasteless jokes that are insensitive, does that make it right? No,
but I feel like comedians have found themselves in a safe place within their profession to be able to do that. Maybe people could say that they use that as a crutch, but
yeah.
If that is their profession, like, that's their industry. We can't, you know, we are on the outside of their industry. That's how they operate in their industry. Definitely. Like, that's their safe space. Does it make it right? Who are we to say? Because that has been, comedy has been comedians' safe space for so long. People have said so many things. People have done so many things. Does it make it right? No. But on the other side of that, within their profession, that's where they go to you know, to release and to say the things that and make a joke of it. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. What I do have a problem with is people using this situation to feel scared. Like, bitch, nobody's coming to see y'all for real. And if people are coming to see y'all, then...
Who was feeling scared?
Are we talking about- Do you see the amount of comedians who are like, I don't know how I would feel now. Like, the industry is changing. They even had Jim Carrey say something.
Jim, okay. Can I just say this?
I fought with Jim Carrey,
I do, but
Jim Carrey fight.
And I hate to bring it to this point and make it a black and white thing. This was a family matter.
It was.
And all the white folks, Amy Schumer, et cetera, I don't really have nothing to hear about what you got to say about traumatic and this display of violence. Because if you want to talk about violence and all of that other shit, then all I got to do is say January 6th. And if that's not good enough for you, then let's just talk about the history of genocide, racism, fascism, and et cetera, of all the instances of which your people have exhibited violence. So please don't come up in here talking about...
Right.
I'm traumatized. Bitch, I'm still traumatized, okay? My children are going to be reading this shit in the history books. And we trying to put this lady husband off the Supreme Court justice because we're traumatized. Don't come at me with that shit. Jim Carrey, sit your ass down. Amy Schumer, shut up. White folks, be quiet. This is not your fight. This is not your argument. Yeah, you saw our business on TV for you to display, but that don't mean that you get a chance to have a conversation, a piece of this say. This is not for you. Like P. Diddy said, we're going to handle this amongst the family.
Right. Okay, so what about the black people then?
Now, black...
What about the Wanda Sykes and the everybody else who got something to say?
Now, Wanda Sykes...
I fought with Regina, Wanda Sykes too.
You know, In this one sense, I will say Amy Schumer, I feel like they are owed an apology as well, because this was their night as well. And prior to that incident, they did an amazing job. And so that their spotlight got snatched from them as well. You know, Wanda Sykes and Regina Hall, hosting the Grammy, I mean the Oscar Awards, that is prestige. That is a career high, and that moment has been tainted and taken from them. So yeah, I would probably feel some kind of way as well. You know, this was a time for me to shine, to as a career high, as a comedian in my own right.
I didn't know that they hosted the Oscars as well.
See?
But my thing is, I'm just saying, I'm talking about like you having your own stand-up show and like actually being scared now. Like, come on.
I mean, Dave Chappelle is a perfect example. He has been at the pits of fire for a lot of, you know, similar allegations. I mean, no, Dave Chappelle has never gotten slapped, but Dave Chappelle continuously pushes the envelope. Does it make it right? No, it doesn't. And does it matter if this is what has been done forever? Because honestly, people are human. These conversations, these topics that people are using for comedy, for to bring light, for enjoyment, though it may be therapeutic for the person on stage, we're not considering the type of trauma or the effects that it has on the people that they're talking about. So this is an issue that comedians may need to discuss to revamp their, revamp their industry.
Also, another thing, someone said they were like, and I thought we weren't talking about people's appearance anymore after Chadwick Boseman died.
That too.
People be forgetting. I don't know what to say. I'm done talking about that. I'm done.
I did have one last piece about the protecting black men and women thing.
Go ahead. What you have?
I was just going to say, you know, as far as protecting black women, everybody was using this as a chance, especially God Is Dope and some of the other, instances and brands to take this moment to advertise protecting black women. Yes, by all means protect black women, but let's make sure that we're being responsible. We're thinking out the process of what it means to protect, because we have to protect each other, black men and black women. And just in that instance, Jada Pinkett's ego was hurt. She was embarrassed. There was more than enough time for her to reach out to her husband as she saw him getting up to say, hey baby, not right now. And as an instance to protect him too. So women, I just want us to be realistic. When it, you know, first off, everybody does not have the same opportunity or prestige as Will Smith and Jada. Don't be thinking that you can come around here slapping people without getting slapped back or worse. Violence is at an all-time high. Be mindful when we're taking actions to protect each other that we're not jeopardizing our safety, you know, or our longevity in the long run after that. Because the way you respond determines everything that happens after that. And black women, it's time for us to protect our black men as well. Protect their mental health. Make sure that we're providing a space for them to feel comfortable, to be able to express themselves. Make sure that we're not putting them in positions and situations like this to be the butt of jokes and be ridiculed in front of their peers without, you know, on end. Like, we have to take accountability on our actions together, men and women. Protect each other.
Definitely. I think Jada could have said something, but she did say something. Obviously, she said something to him, or she made a face to him that he just was probably tired of seeing.
Yeah, you're right. That's the thing about, you know, that's her person, regardless of whatever is going on behind closed doors or what we know about in the public eye.
They had a flesh moment.
They did. And that's a, that's
and
my
that's
biggest
the thing.
Thing.
And I think that I hate that everybody's just trying to like make all these subtopics off of a flesh moment.
I mean, but that's where the subtopics always come from, because we're human and those subtopics are so important. This is a perfect example. Like you said, people of the flesh will succumb to the flesh every single time. And the reasons why are the reasons why we have those conversations about those things. Blessings to them. Blessings to the Smith family.
Everybody that wanted to be like Jada and Will, where y'all at now?
Blessings to everybody.
That's a real question.
True that. And that's another thing about putting people on
pedestals.
You better put God on a pedestal or nobody else.
Hello, y'all are tripping out here. All that Jada and Will love. Y'all still want it? Do you still want it? Do you still want it? Because I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it.
All those songs. He ain't no different from me, and she ain't no different from me, and we dreams like the people on TV. We gotta stay tuned, cause there's more to see. Unbreakable. You just let me have it.
I'm over here.
I see.
And spaceships and bankhead right
see.
Now.
Left me out. I got 14 days left.
Atlanta housing market has been deemed unaffordable, but we been knew that.
Right.
We told y'all ass to stop moving down here. You still brought your black ass down here. Y'all doing too much. Now you got all these investors investing in houses and jacking up the price in rent, and now people can't afford to even rent a house or buy a house in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
It's very sad.
Yeah.
The report measures factors such as the median household income in an area, plus the cost of living, cost and the cost of homes. So according to the report, an index total that is less than 100 equals unaffordable. Here's how the metro counties measured. Gwinnett comes in at 91.7, DeKalb sits at 86.5, and Fulton at 98.2.
Okay, that's tough. The average house costs $361,000 in Gwinnett with a 6% interest rate. In Fulton, it's $393,000. And DeKalb is $344,000 with a 3.6 interest rate for Fulton and DeKalb. So, and the price is continually just going up and 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 up. I just want to get in the game somehow. I'm just like,
I ain't even thinking about that game right now. It's just ridiculous. They're going to have to do something about that.
Definitely.
ASAP.
Definitely. Well, stop moving here. Like we said, we fool. Don't move here no more, please, okay? Give us a chance to recuperate. And President Byron?
No comment.
Mm.
Anyway, Lithonia High School paraprofessional coach is out of line. You 37 years old chasing high school box around the school?
36, yeah. Too old.
Too old to be doing that.
Too old.
36 years old having sex in the parking lot?
Right.
With 16-year-olds at the mall? You don't have a house? You don't live nowhere?
Well, you know, he lived in Union City, so I guess it was too far for him to drive back. But anyway, allegedly... He had been suspected of having inappropriate relationships with other young girls at Lithonia High School prior to the incident.
Oh.
Uh-huh. Can't reveal my sources. As of Tuesday, Marcus Skeen has been placed on administrative leave and has been charged with 2 counts of first-degree sexual contact by a person with supervisory authority. That's according to the DeKalb County arrest warrant. He met with the same minor off campus for sexual relations twice. And the time that broke the camel's back was on March 18th when the mom caught the two at Stonecrest parking lot while the car was rocking back and forth. When the mom pulled up on the car because she was tracking the daughter's device after the first incident, Marcus Skeen allegedly pushed the girl out of the car and fled the scene.
What?
Yes, and then showed up to work. Anyway, listen, grown ass men, y'all have no business with young girls. I don't care how mature or how filled out their bodies are. You know better than that. And their minds are not on the same level. Young ladies.
Close your legs to teachers and grown men.
You have no business dealing with a man that is old enough, older than you.
Old enough
that.
To be your uncle, yes. Old enough to be your big cousin.
Yes.
Old enough to tell you what to do.
No, that is not cute. It's not attractive. It's dangerous. It's pedophilia at its finest. Please value yourselves more.
Please value yourselves more. Because you giving it up that big so soon, you're going to be burnt out.
Yeah. I mean, if you're... Can I...
The last thing that you want to do is to graduate high school and be burnt out.
Can I know it's
ooh, it's a lot of hoes out there that's burnt out. And you don't want to be that
kids
one.
Kids are starting so young these days. I saw a post on Facebook after this happened saying, you know, wow, I can't believe we was really having sex back there at age 12 and 11. And I don't know who was we. Y'all speaking French right here. That wasn't me.
Yeah, it wasn't me.
All I'm saying is
Shaggy.
This, and what I right. What I said to my students as well, like literally you have your whole life to live out all your wildest sexual proclivities, okay? Starting at that young of an age does not give you special merit. Does not give you special powers. If anything, it's gonna widen that hole. And by the time you get to the ripe age where you ready to do it and you think that you ready to get it in, they gonna be falling out of you, okay? All right? Back in the old days, we used to call it some rip.
Yes! Word around town that we ain't nothing but some rip.
ain't trying to skew how I want my balls to be so little.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I had to mumble rap it, but yeah, they, you was some. Listen,
it's no.
That was definitely a moment.
There's no race out here to get up in the sack. It's no race. You don't have to be 13, 12, 11. You don't have to be 14, 15, or 16. And I know for some that seems like the perfect and right age, but I promise you, wait. I promise you, sex is so much better when you out your mama's house. How about that? How about it? I know Isha's like, meh. Hey, sex is a whole lot better when you ain't got to be hiding and scheming and trying to figure out when and where you can do it and sneaking around, okay?
Yeah.
Trust me.
Yeah. I didn't do it till I was out my mama's house. So there's that. All right. Coming up next, we will talk about the decriminalization of marijuana. Is this going to be in time for 420? This is so exciting.
Is it?
Is it?
Also,
you're not excited?
I am. I mean, by that time, I'm going to be clear to go. Anyway.
Oh, okay.
Also, following confirmation of Honorable Ketanji Brown Jackson, the Dems are putting pressure on Clarence Thomas to resign from his Supreme Justice seat. We'll break it all down when we come back from the break in this week's political update. So you keep it locked, and we'll be right back.
You're locked into Nightmare Radio with Ish the Exec and Brittany Kristen.
Three, two, one.
Ooh, smooth.
Spend a bag, bitch, I'm worth it. He ain't met a bitch this perfect. Going way deeper than the surface. Pussy like a wave, baby boy, come surf it. Pussy like a wave, baby boy, come surf it. I can't relate to no broke hoe. Money never coming in slow-mo. I ain't giving niggas no promo. Monkey ass niggas like Mojo Jojo.
You want you a slave, huh? A bitch that won't trip when you dipping out for days, huh? That's it in your ways, huh? None all of your tricks from your book, take a page, huh?
Yeah, I'll make him wait for it. Ain't no telling what he gonna save for it. Ain't no telling what he gonna pay for it. I could have him spending all day for it. I ain't met a nigga won't stay for it. Would you give the keys to the race for it? 5-star meal, give him steak for it. Birthday 8-day, I got cake for it. He want that wop, want that water.
Tsunami.
Want a boss, want a baller.
You need a weak bitch, gone and call her. You need a weak bitch, gone and call her. Yeah, he can spend a bag, bitch, I'm worth it. Yeah, he can spend a bag, bitch, I'm worth it. Yeah, he can spend a bag, bitch, I'm worth it. Yeah, he can spend a bag, bitch, I'm worth it. He ain't met a bitch this perfect. He ain't met a bitch this perfect. Yeah, he can spend a bag, bitch, I'm worth it. Yeah, he can spend a bag, bitch, I'm worth,
If your dreams don't scare you, they aren't big enough. You're locked in with Nightmare Radio. Politicking with the political update.
Dems call for a Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas to resign. Okay, AOC is leading the pack of Dems who want Clarence Thomas to resign from his Supreme Court Justice position. Earlier this year, his wife made headlines after text messages to Trump administration officials regarding overturning 2020 elections surfaced. According to Forbes.com, Ocasio-Cortez cited Thomas' failure to disclose income from right-wing organizations, recuse himself from matters involving him, his wife, and his vote to block the January 6th commission from key information. As Thomas's wife is a right-wing activist, and he was the only justice to oppose a decision requiring the National Archives to overturn Trump administration documents to the House January 6th committee. You downright dirty dog. You need to get up.
He's been dirty, and he should have never been placed in the seat to begin with. But y'all watch the movie on yourself to find out the history of him.
More than 20 House and Senate Democrats sent a letter to the Supreme Court last Monday calling for Thomas to recuse himself from future cases regarding the 2020 election or January 6th and to provide a written explanation for his failure to recuse himself in the past. You dirty dang. Just dirty. Just dirty. I don't know what to say, black man. I don't know what to say. I think that's pretty cap of you and your wife to be doing that.
I'm not surprised. This man is a pervert too. But y'all the one that confirmed him and put him in the seat to begin with. Y'all didn't listen to that girl when she told you that years ago, but whatever.
Right.
So we'll see what happens next. And of course, you know, they're trying to use his recent health issues as a way for him to resign. Nah, cut him. It's time for him to go.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Save it for David. Right. Like Gunna said. Moving on. Let's see about this tree.
Yes. This is major news for 420 enthusiasts everywhere. This week, the House passed legislation to federally decriminalize marijuana-related charges. If passed, the Marijuana Opportunity Reinvestment and Expungement Act, also called MORE, will eliminate criminal penalties for the manufacture, distribution, or possession of marijuana, as well as provide for the regulation and taxation of legal cannabis sales.
Freedom, freedom people. Freedom yes. people. Freedom yes. dogs. That's locked down for yes. them pounds. Give them a position to reposition themselves. Y'all robbed them of their time. They been making money. They been trying to take care of their family by trapping out the bando. And now y'all want to come make it legal and put taxes on it. Y'all wrong.
Yes. Well, this
but, yeah.
This MORE Act would provide expungement for all of the federal marijuana convictions dating back to 1971.
Wow.
Okay, and it would deny federal public benefits, or it would remove the denial of federal public benefits or security clearances for those that have had marijuana offenses. I know someone personally that this would help out, and it's time for it. It's a shame how for years, our brothers and sisters, we are the ones that are most represented when it comes to marijuana-related charges and cases, have been held down. And now that the government is finally seeing a way to make a dollar, a green off this green, now it's time for y'all to come to your senses and let these people off, because marijuana ain't done nothing to nobody.
Nothing at all. Now, they really want to do something for black people. Now, let me tell you something. This still has to go to the Senate.
Right, and it's tight right now because the Senate, they not really feeling this.
They ain't feeling it, probably. I'm not sure. Not
probably.
They not? You know that for sure?
It's going to be tough, especially about the expungement portion. It's going to be really, really tough.
Yeah, it is. So if Joe Biden, listen up, you want to do something for black people? Executive order.
Look at the camera.
Executive order, this MORE Act. And then we might put a pause on a pen in them student loans.
Nah.
But you need to do this.
I need you to take them student loans off for me.
You do need to do that too, but
cancel out my debt, Joe.
Get the green going first.
Green light the green
and we good.
Make it in time for 420 so we can all celebrate.
Yes, light it up. The streets of Atlanta gonna be so gassy if they do that.
The way you said that. This girl is gassy right
now. No, I'm not. Girl, why is you telling my business on national TV in front of 15.5 million people?
I know that's right. We better speak that into it.
Why are you talking to people?
I'm just playing with her.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in to episode 85. Be sure, quick announcements. Be sure to go to eshopanddropstore.com. Use our code Nightmare Madness for $20 off of your selection of 2 items of merch.
Yes.
Get you a bucket hat and a t-shirt. Get you a t-shirt and some shorts. Get you some shorts and a bucket hat. Get 2 items though.
Yes, that's right. Nightmare Madness. And while you're at it, while you're in the shopping mood, I know them refund checks done hit. Go on over to herwines.com. Purchase your selection of her wine, black female-owned wine. Use our discount code DON'TSLEEP for 15% off of your purchase. And let her know that we sent you. You can also meet us at Genesis Atlanta this upcoming Wednesday, April 27th, for the next installment of Her Life, of More Life, More Wines, More Combos. It's going to be a great one, jam-packed. You do not want to miss it. Also, get into the YouTube. We've got a bunch of bonus content hot and ready for you to digest. So make sure you like, comment, subscribe, and share with a friend. And speaking of friends, if you know somebody that's in music or does music, tell them to send their music. We're only going to spin it if it's good.
Mm-hmm.
But you can submit your music right now for a chance to be featured in Dave P's Bomb Mix for our next episode. Don't want to miss out on that opportunity.
And last but not least, your girl has been selected. My pitch has been selected for the Sky's the Limit grant opportunity. If you guys can follow me on Instagram for more information, I'm going to tell you guys what you need to do to help us win this $2,500 grant. Winning this $2,500 grant is going to really help us and reposition us for greater. So y'all stay tuned. Follow me on Instagram at EachTheExec for more information on that. But that's it. Like Brittany said, get into that bonus content. Like, comment, and subscribe. And we will check you guys next week. Don't sleep.
We're out.